This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, I was at Jazz Fest yesterday, and I have to say Sunday was my fun day. Great day out there. Just an incredible day. A front had come through. Rain was out of the way. It was not as hot as it could have been, and it was dry. Humidity is concerned, it was dry, and there was a breeze. It could not have been a better day. You know, I saw a lot of people sunburned. And look, I saw a lot of white people sunburned. And I felt really badly for this, like, really white girl in a wheelchair. And her legs were bright red. Her arms were bright red. And I'm thinking, you know, I mean, the dad is pushing the wheelchair. And I'm thinking, what kind of dad doesn't just coat that child with sunblock? I mean, bright, bright red to the point where, you know, she might be hurting today. And I felt so badly for that girl. Yeah, so, you know, when you get that little breeze and when it's not as humid and you're not sweating as much, you know, you kind of forget about how hot it can be and you forget about that sun beating down on you. So I hope everybody did well. I hope whatever day you went to Jazz Fest, I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you just had a great time. And, you know, one thing that I really noticed about Jazz Fest that I thought was pretty interesting. You know, when anything happens downtown, especially on Bourbon Street, you see a lot of really drunk people staggering around. And I'm walking around Jazz Fest yesterday, and it occurred to me, nobody seems really drunk. I mean, there were a few people who were, you know, a little bit loud and rambunctious, but you don't see people staggering around. And this is an event where, you know, I mean, music and food and people, I mean, that's the kind of event where a lot of people do a lot of drinking. And there is drinking that goes on. But I think it's really cool that you don't see people staggering around at Jazz Fest. But, you know, another great 2 weekends of Jazz Fest. And again, whenever you went, I hope it was great. Lenny Kravitz yesterday just killed it. He was amazing. And I told you Friday that the person who would have the coolest clothes on, the coolest dressed person of all of Jazz Fest was going to be Lenny Kravitz. And I think I was right about that. But really, just an amazing artist. And, you know, I guess one thing we can do today is we can talk about, if you would change anything about Jazz Fest, what would you change? And I'm thinking one of the things, and I don't know how to do it, and we've talked about this before, but the walkway that goes, you know, by the Shel Gentile stage and by the festival stage in the back. Those walkways are not walkways when there's a big act. People just stop and it's just really almost impossible to get through. Those walkways are supposed to be walkways, I guess. And I wonder if there's any way, I don't know what could be done, but it would be nice if those walkways were just walkways where people could walk through. And you didn't really stop. But people stop there, and I mean, they stop there because, you know, there are people behind the walkways, and they've been there for a long time, and people just stop on the walkways, and they get a better view than the people behind them, and they use the walkways as their point of view for the stage. And I totally get that. I've done that, too. But it's really not fair because a lot of people are trying to get through. Some people are trying to leave. And I know there are different ways to leave, but it really is frustrating. So I don't know if anything can be done, but it would be nice if those walkways at both of those big stages at both ends of Jazz Fest were indeed honored as walkways and not places to just watch the concert. All right, I'm Scoot. I'm really glad you're with us on this Monday afternoon. We've got a little bit of politics to talk about, but a lot of other stuff to get to this afternoon. The President of the United States has announced that he wants to reopen and expand Alcatraz. Alcatraz. How cool would that be? No more tours. They're prisoners at Alcatraz. And the president says that this would be a symbol of law, order, and justice. And some of the worst criminals in America went to Alcatraz. Alcatraz is an island in San Francisco Bay. And you can see it from San Francisco. And you know, it's been the setting for many, many movies. And my favorite movie scene, one of my favorite movie scenes in the movie So I Married an Axe Murderer with Mike Myers was Phil Hartman, who was the prison guard. And he was giving a tour of the prison. And he comes upon the cell where I think it was, I don't know, one of the well-known criminals, Al Capone, or I don't know, Machine Gun. I forgot who it was, but one of the well-known prisoners. And he said, this is the cell. And he went on to talk about the ocular cavities and how this is where some of the prisoners referred to him as their, you know what. Anyway, it's a great scene from a movie. Also, Birdman from Alcatraz, and a number of movies have been done at Alcatraz. And, you know, I mean, it's an interesting idea to use it as a symbol of law, order, and justice. But if our country's broke, I mean, we don't need to look for ways to spend money. And I know that, you know, it's not that much compared to, you know, the other problems that we have financially. But I don't think you go around looking for ways to spend money. But he wants to rebuild and open up Alcatraz. So we can talk about that this afternoon. Also, Holly Madison. Holly Madison was Hugh Hefner's girlfriend from 2001 to 2008. Now, when you're Hugh Hefner's girlfriend, Hugh Hefner's not just with you. He's with other people, too. And she's now talking about this in her podcast, In Your Dreams. And she says the group sex that took place with Hugh Hefner was, and I'm quoting here, she said it was disgusting. And she said she made that known, that she hated it. She hated the group sex. And said it was just totally disgusting. Well, my question is, if you think that's disgusting, then why are you with Hugh Hefner from 2001 to 2008? So, you know, Holly Madison doesn't really get too much of my sympathy here because, you know, you're staying with this guy because, look, I went to a party at the Playboy Mansion once, and of all the things that I've done in my career, I got to tell you, that was pretty damn cool in a lot of ways. And, you know, so you're living this great life at the Playboy Mansion in Los Angeles. And, you know, your boyfriend is Hugh Hefner. And so you've got a lot of perks in life. But, you know, if you want to complain about something, it couldn't have been that bad or you wouldn't have stayed with him from 2001 to 2008. So we'll talk a little bit more about that later. Hey, this next story really does disturb me. And I want to talk about this afternoon. A woman who apparently, and there's video of this, shouted out a racial slur, the N-word, at a black child at a playground. This white woman appears to shout out the N-word at a black child. She has raised over $600,000 in donations on a fundraising page claiming that she needs to protect her family, that her address, all that stuff got out, phone number I think got out there as well, and she needs to protect her family. She feels like she needs to actually move. She's raised over $600,000. These are people supporting the idea that she shouted a racial slur at this child. Apparently the child, I'll say allegedly, the child stole her diaper bag from the playground. And she shouted out the N-word at the child. And a man approached her about this. And she used the N-word several times in talking about why she did it. I'm not going to give you the place where you can go to send money because I don't want to promote that. But the campaign is titled, Help Me Protect My Family. $600,000 of people supporting her for saying the N-word. Doesn't this disturb you? I mean, this is disgusting. This is very, very disturbing that there are so many people who support that. So, you know, don't ever pretend that racism isn't alive and well in America. If you want to crawl into a corner, and if you want to live in an area where you have been given the impression that slavery was a long time ago and there's no racism today, because you don't want to feel guilty, let's protect your tender little feelings. Let's make sure you don't feel guilty, okay? Let's make sure you don't, because, you know, the past is not my fault. It's not your fault. It happened. But let's make sure that you don't even acknowledge that anything was wrong. Let's make sure we protect your tender little baby feelings and make sure that you're, you know, you're supported. Anyway, I think this is just disgusting, and I do want to talk about that this afternoon. Look, here's what bothers me about the President of the United States. Fox News host Howard Kurtz, on his show Sunday Media Buzz, defended the President. But the president says he did not defend him strongly enough, and he says it's time for Howard Kurtz to retire. So we have a president of the United States who is so sensitive to any criticism that even a host on the network that supports him most, the Fox News Channel, he says it's time for this man, Howard Kurtz, who's a media expert. It's time for Howard Kurtz to retire because he did not defend the president strongly enough. And the president says it's so pathetic, it's time for him to retire. How can you even pretend to be strong enough to be president of the United States if you can't take a little criticism? And the whole idea of not accepting criticism, the whole idea that there be no criticism, is the mentality of a dictator. So, you know, yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that on the show this afternoon. Also, we'll try to get to some comments about Saturday Night Live. And also, President Trump is talking about the Wall Street Journal, which has generally been conservative. But the Wall Street Journal has not always been very supportive of the current president of the United States. And so now he's bashing the Wall Street Journal. I mean, you can certainly bash anybody who's negative about you, but I mean, my God, I mean, so the president of the United States, this man who was the leader of our country, some would argue the leader of the free world. I can make that argument. He can't take a little criticism, and all criticism has to be eliminated. That's the mentality of a dictator. I take a lot of criticism. It's part of my job. It's part of the president's job to take criticism. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls at the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well.
Yeah, how was your weekend?
Oh, you know, it was just fine. I didn't get to go to Jazz Fest again this weekend, even though I had planned to. I had plans to go crabbing yesterday morning, but the folks who were kind of organizing that kind of pulled the plug at the last minute.
Where were you going to go crabbing?
Lacombe.
Lacombe?
Mm-hmm.
Like in the lake?
Yes. Not like, you know, in, yeah, technically, I guess it's the lake, yeah.
But not like, you're not saying like the
not,
lake.
Not out like on a boat.
Not out on a boat, but no. Like kind of close to shore.
Yeah, yeah, technically, I guess the water is Lake Pontchartrain.
Yeah, the yeah. Crabs in there. That's cool.
Yeah, there sure yeah. Are.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah, it ended up not happening, so instead I got us locked out of my girlfriend's apartment and
had to
spend a couple hours with Papa Lock. Yeah, it was a pain in the butt, but it all worked out. These things cost money, but hey, shout out to Papa Lock, man. They were really good. really smart, really fast, really responsive, really helpful.
But don't you just get so mad at yourself when something like that happens, when you do something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, I just get, look, I got to Jazz Fest and forgot the tickets. I had to go back to my apartment and get the tickets.
Oh, no.
I mean, I don't live that sucks. I don't live that far from the fairground, so it wasn't that bad. But, I mean, I'm just like, you know, I'm trying not to berate myself too much to where it ruins the entire day. But, you know, I hated that. But, yeah, I forgot the tickets and had to go
Bummer, man.
And get them. Also, I hit a couple of potholes on Allen Toussaint Boulevard. Used to be Robert E. Lee Boulevard, now Allen Toussaint Boulevard. And... I mean, I'm telling you, I just, you know what I say? When I hit a pothole and it, boom, it hits your car. And it's like, it's beating up our cars. So I hit this, like, you know, it's kind of a big pothole, makes a lot of noise when your car hits it. And I just go, F New Orleans, F this city. And I'm saying it with a lot of passion. And we talked about cursing recently on this show. And it does help. It helped me. F New Orleans, F this city. Now, I say that, but I also want to report that around the Lakeview area, there have been a lot of divots, a lot of little potholes in the road. And man, the city is patching those up. They're patching those over with like asphalt stuff. And so that I want to applaud the city for that. There are a couple of other places that kind of have some really big bumps that kind of, you know, shake your car a little bit. And those have been... softened. The blow of that has been softened with some asphalt. So the city's doing a good job in some places, but boy, there are just so many places, and it's still like, you know, F this city, F New Orleans for this. And it's not entirely the city's fault, but it kind of is. And, you know, you want to blame somebody when you feel like you're, you know, beating up your car just driving down the street. And, you know, that's a well-traveled street, Allen Toussaint Boulevard, from between Marconi and Windsor. There's just a big divot there when you're heading toward West End. And, you know, again, these things are just beating up our cars. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. I ran into, kind of a celebrity type, somebody well-known yesterday at Jazz Fest, took a picture. I'm going to post that coming up in the next break. And then I've got a video to post from Jazz Fest yesterday. I did a video at the flagpole. Remember the flagpole? And remember how before cell phones, the flagpole was a very, very important place at Jazz Fest because that's where you met. Before there were cell phones and ways to communicate, if one group went one way, another group went the other way, your kids go one way, you go another way, it was like, all right, let's meet up at the flagpole at 2 o'clock. Meet up at the flagpole at 4 o'clock. Whatever the time, that was the place to meet. And I did a video about how important the flagpole was before cell phones. All right, if you've got a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air, and it's Monday, and it is just a spectacular afternoon. I hope you have a chance to get out and enjoy this really great day.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, the President of the United States, in an interview over the weekend, was actually talking about using force to take Greenland. And he's talking about a lot of things. And again, one of the things that concerns me is this mentality that he cannot accept criticism. Nobody likes criticism. Nobody likes it. I mean, I like it in a sense, because if you don't get criticism, you're not doing anything. I mean, you're not making waves. You're not doing anything of consequence if you don't get criticism. If you don't get criticism in your job, if there are some people who don't like you, then, you know, you're not doing something right. It is impossible to get everybody to like you. Impossible. So don't even try. It's an unrealistic goal. But the President of the United States seems to have this idea that he can control things because he's president. Now, within a business, you can surround yourselves with sycophants to some degree. As president, you can surround yourself with sycophants, but that's not going to stop others in the media and others in America in this free country from being critical of things that you do. Every single president has been criticized. This ain't nothing new. It's nothing new. But yet, to come down so hard on Fox News host Howard Kurtz, who defended the president, but the president says it's so pathetic and time for him to retire because the defense of him was too weak. It wasn't strong and passionate enough. That kind of stuff bothers me. All right, before we get to your calls and texts, it's time to take a look at Scoot's news briefs. So the Trump White House has figured out a new and easy way to get illegal immigrants out of the country.
The Trump administration is offering money for immigrants in the U.S. illegally to leave on their own. The administration says it will give illegal immigrants $1,000 for voluntarily returning to their home countries, plus money for travel expenses. The president's been pushing self-deportation as a way for illegal immigrants to avoid being rounded up.
People in our country illegally can self-deport the easy way, or they can get deported the hard way, and that's not pleasant.
Mass deportation requires both a lot of money and resources. The administration's pushing Congress for a massive increase in both for immigrations and customs enforcement. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
All right, so the Project 2025-inspired plan to purge scientists and researchers from the United States has inspired the European Union to launch a drive to attract those talented scientists and researchers.
The move comes after the Trump administration froze U.S. government funding linked to diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. French President Emmanuel Macron told an audience at the Choose Europe for Science event in Paris, "No one could have imagined a few years ago that one of the world's largest democracies would eliminate research programs on the pretext that the word diversity was in the program." Alongside him, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the EU would set up a super grant program of about $566 million.
This will help support the best and the brightest researchers and scientists from Europe and around the world.
Last month, hundreds of US university researchers had National Science Foundation funding cancelled to comply with President Donald Trump's order to end support to research on diversity, equity, and inclusion. I'm Karen Shamas.
All right, so the President of the United States says that he's going to save Hollywood by hitting foreign-made movies with a 100% tariff.
We're making very few movies now. Hollywood is being destroyed. Now, you have an incompetent, grossly incompetent governor that allowed that to happen. So I'm not just blaming other nations, but other nations, a lot of them, have stolen our moving industry. If they're not willing to make a movie inside the United States, then we should have a tariff on movies that come in. And not only that, governments are actually giving big money. I mean, they're supporting them financially. So that's sort of a threat to our country, in a sense.
You know, that is just such a falsehood, as far as I can tell. There are a hell of a lot of movies with foreign scenes in them that are done right here in New Orleans. In that movie, Pitch Perfect 2, the Pirates Alley area was used for scenes in Denmark. Now, if you've got a movie, an American-made movie, and it would be an American-made movie. So if they go overseas to get scenes from Europe, well, I guess that's one thing. But I don't really get a sense that foreign movies are destroying Hollywood. And there's a whole list of movies coming out between Memorial Day and Labor Day. So the summer's going to be very busy with new movies. So I don't know that Hollywood is destroyed. An island prison that hasn't been used in 60 years is now the target for Trump's newest plan to crack down on crime.
President Trump says he'll reopen one of America's most notorious prisons.
Welcome to the Rock.
Alcatraz, on an island off San Francisco, housed some of the nation's most notorious criminals, like Al Capone and Machine Gun Kelly.
You know, it's got quite a history, frankly.
The prison was closed in 1963. The president wants it enlarged and rebuilt to house the nation's most violent offenders.
It's a symbol of law and order.
But it's also crumbling, and supplying the island is expensive. Bringing Alcatraz up to modern standards would need massive investments at a time the Bureau of Prisons is closing other facilities for similar issues. It already has 16 penitentiaries performing the same high security functions as Alcatraz, which is now a major tourist site. Sagar Magani, Washington.
All right, so in an NBC interview, the President of the United States gave a surprising answer to a basic question about his job. This is something that he put his hand on the Bible and swore an oath to do.
This weekend, the president would not fully commit to upholding the right to due process. His administration has swiftly moved to deport thousands of migrants, but court challenges have slowed down the effort.
Your Secretary of State says everyone who's here, citizens and non-citizens, deserve due process. Do you agree, Mr. President?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know.
Well, the Fifth Amendment says.
I don't know. It might say that, but if you're talking about that, then we'd have to have 1 million or 2 million or 3 million trials.
Given those numbers that you're talking about, don't you need to uphold the Constitution of the United States as president?
I don't know. I have to respond by saying again, I have brilliant lawyers that work for me, and they are going to obviously follow what the Supreme Court said.
Didn't mean to laugh there.
Well, you got to laugh so you don't cry.
Well, you
this
have
is insane.
To. You have to. This. So think about all the right-wing conservatives. Think about all the right-wing radicals who hold up the Constitution as something that we need to follow. Think about all the right-wing radicals who use the Constitution to support the Second Amendment. Guess what? Let's get rid of the Constitution, and then the government can come get your guns. In fact, with states' rights, a state could come and take everybody's guns. If we do away with the Constitution, a state like California, any liberal state in the country, could order everybody's guns taken away. I mean, why not? So you want to throw away the Constitution? Okay, we'll come get your guns. This is just insanity. It is insanity. All right, that's it for Scoots News Briefs. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to get to your calls, and we've got some texts coming up as well. If you would like to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Yesterday, Lenny Kravitz looked great, and he just killed it. All right, I just posted a picture with somebody I ran into at Jazz Fest yesterday, did a selfie. I just posted that on Scoot on the Air Facebook and Scoot on the Air Instagram, and you can comment on it there. There's a question there, and I think we make kind of a cute couple. All right. Well, we're not a couple, but we look at the picture. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWE.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I played this song late in the show on Friday, and giving an update on Steve Perry, the former lead singer of Journey. Steve Perry has basically just been in hibernation since he left Journey. He was in his 30s back then. Steve Perry is 76 years old today. His hair is not long like it once was, but it's silver. He let it go gray. I think he looks great. He's not fat. You know, he's got a few pounds on him from the past, but hey, so do a lot of people. So it doesn't, I don't think that's any point of criticism. This is a brand new song from Steve Perry that he's done with the band The Effect. It's a 1986 Journey hit, It Could Have Been You. And listen to just Steve Perry here for just a moment. I mean, I think he's doing a great job. I think he sounds good. Some of you who are really into Journey will know this this deeper cut, It Could Have Been You, but Steve Perry, brand new. I'm just so glad that he's out doing something, and I felt badly that he felt the need to hibernate after leaving Journey, so I hope we hear more from Steve Perry. All right, I'm Scoot. Let's get to a few of your phone calls. More of your texts are coming up. Let's go to Poplarville, and Eddie, you're on WWL. Happy Monday. Hello, Eddie.
You there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. A couple of things I want to change about Jazz Fest.
Okay.
They need to limit the amount of people on the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like to 75,000 max. It gets too crowded. We were there Thursday, and I thought it was kind of crowded. I know this is a money-making venture by Quint, but I think there's got to be something done about the amount of people they're letting in. It's just, I think the fairgrounds has outgrown the Jazz Hall. The Jazz Fest has outgrown the fairgrounds.
Well, the only time I've heard of any limit on tickets was for the Stones last year.
Stones.
And they limited the number of tickets that they were selling. But I think it's an interesting point. I mean, what is a sellout? I think they will let in as many people as they can, and it does get to the point where it's very frustrating. I mean, I got very claustrophobic in the crowd that was on the walkway, trying to get through the walkway, got very claustrophobic before Lenny Kravitz yesterday. And so, I understand. And I wonder if there is a point of diminishing returns where there are just too many people.
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, they don't let people bring in the flagpoles anymore, which I always, you know, since the 80s, that's been a big tradition.
Wait, I saw a lot of flagpoles.
I kind of liked it without it.
I saw a lot of flagpoles.
Yeah. And I guess they're measuring them to see how high they go, but not as many as they used to have. That's for sure.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I saw some high ones.
Yeah. The other thing is, man, can they move all the pot smokers to like one side of the stage?
Now, you know, it's interesting. I did not
enjoy the show.
I didn't run into one. I guess those pot smokers are at the stage. I spend most of my time walking around and stopping occasionally to hear music. But I didn't run into any pot smokers. But in the crowd, you say there were a lot of pot smokers?
Yeah, on Thursday. I don't care if you're doing it. Just can we move them to one side of the stage so I don't have to smell it? Well, you know, whatever. Hey, and the other thing is, like you said, you hit the potholes. And I was thinking about that walking back down my to my car on Esplanade, and every time I walk over a broken sidewalk on Esplanade, you know, I don't say F Noel, I say F LaToya, because that's been needed to been have been fixed for the last 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
But then again, nothing's getting done under this administration. So
yeah,
as long as we can have Jazz Fest, Super Bowl, French Quarter Fest, you know, our city's never changing. And I like everybody else I talk to, once you come, if you've lived here, you're not leaving. And if you come here, you don't want to leave because of events like Jazz Fest.
No, it really is a great time. And, you know, Eddie, I love your attitude. I mean, you had some complaints, you had some criticisms, but overall, you've got a good attitude, and I think that's cool.
Yes, sir. Well, enjoy the rest of your week.
Yeah,
Scoot.
You too, Eddie. All right, thanks for listening. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hey, Janice.
Yes, hello. How you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Well, that's good. There's something that happened yesterday, and I tried to talk to my cousin about it, and she got all twisted in a knot and mad at me and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, you need to divorce that cousin.
Well, you know what I find? It's like, okay, I am, you know, I'm conservative, okay. But I want to hear some other things. And it's just some people are just being really, I don't know, crappy might be a good word for it. They just... I don't know, but she was, because this is what I was trying to explain to her. This is what I don't understand. Okay, now I watched Meet the Press the other day. Lady was talking to Trump, and he was saying how he's not going to be running for 2028, and he doesn't think he could. And then she mentioned something with regard to the hats and the shirts, the $50 hats. I don't know how much the shirts are, saying Trump 2028. And he says, some websites. Now, I could go back and play Meet the Press again, hear it again, but I'm sure that's what he said. I heard him say, some websites. But, look, I could have a website selling Scoot shirts or something like that, but... when I went online and I looked, it says Trump Organization, the Trump Store. So if the Trump Organization, you know, to me means Trump Organization. It's connected to Trump. It's either his sons or something. I don't know how this is being done. But he didn't acknowledge that when he talked to the lady. He didn't say that. He said, well, yeah, on some websites.
Yeah, well, it's on his, it's done by his people. I mean, Half Scoop may be involved in that. So, there's some family possibly involved, but there are people who are supporting all of this. And Donald Trump wants your money. I mean, he's not, at least he's being honest about probably not running in 2028, but he wants your money. And I think if he says he's not going to run, you're really kind of foolish to buy a $50 hat, which is kind of expensive for a cap. A $50 cap for something that is not going to exist.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, man. This is what I want you to do.
Okay.
I want you to get a website, and I want you to say, Mayor 2026.
Well, look, Janice, you know, this time around, I think there are qualified people running. There were not qualified people running against Mayor Cantrell, and I think last time, I think I could have beaten her. I would have just really relished the moment that I would have been on a platform debating Cantrell. That was one of my motivations for wanting to run for mayor last time. Plus, I thought I would do a better job for the city than she's doing. But I think there's some qualified people running. In fact, I posted a picture of one of them on my website, not my website, on my Facebook page and Instagram account, Scoot on the Air. It's up there right now. All right. Happy birthday today to Adele. I don't even have the paper in front of me. All right. Look, I'll figure out how old she is. But anyway, Adele's having a birthday today. One of my favorite Adele songs. Got to get you a break here. Running late. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. Love these breathy songs. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar on this day in 1972, this was the number one song on the R&B charts for the second week in a row. Sylvia, Pillow Talk. Hey, we need some people to just go, in the song. Oh, yeah. By the way, Adele, 37 years old today. I found the information out. All right, we're talking about Jazz Fest. It was a great two weekends. If you want to comment on something that you might want to see change about Jazz Fest, I'd like to see more done to make the walkways by the big stages in the front and the back actual walkways and not places where people actually stop to watch the act. But I don't know if anything can be done about that. Should there be a limit on the number of people at Jazz Fest? With the space that's there, I don't know if they have a definitive number. I don't know if they wouldn't just let anybody in that wants to go in. But they did have a limit on tickets to the Stones. Hey, I want to talk about this woman raising money. She's getting support for saying the N-word. That's next on WWL.